For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday afternoon, July the 4th, 1990. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Reggie Foreman is the teacher of the afternoon. Subject is for children and their parents. This afternoon, Brother Reggie Foreman is going to teach. He's going to teach in the realm of children and the family, which will be good for all of us. And then when he's concluded his teaching this afternoon, we will have a general deliverance service, just as we had this morning, only it will be directed towards the children and the family. And then Brother Johnson has already been having deliverance with the young people. He's had it in... He's taking up a couple of things at a time and having, and so by the time the week's over, why, they'll get a full range of deliverance in their group also. And we just pray the blessing of the Lord on Reggie this afternoon as he ministers, and on the other group of young people as they go to whatever they're going to do this afternoon. But camp meeting they come to, you know, their children. They come to camp meeting and they expect camp meeting to be more than just having to sit in church. And we want them to be glad that they came. And in being glad they come, then they have to have other activities besides here. And I when I was a kid, I did. You did too. And they need it. Brother Reggie.
I bind you off of the young people, and I bind you in Jesus' name to where the young people will be free and protected. And Father, we pray the Holy Spirit will convict the young people, the teenagers, everywhere they may be, that in the name of Jesus they will be freed, convicted, and drawn to Jesus. In Jesus' name. I bind the powers of darkness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is strong here. The presence of the Lord is here because you're here believing God. You come in the name of the Lord. Praise God. All us young people wants to say thank you to Brother Glenn and Sister Armour for making it possible with the power of the Lord that we can be here. Hallelujah. And I tell you, everybody that's had a part that's just here, everybody that's played a song or played an instrument or sang or praised God or prayed or cooked me a potato, never, I haven't found anything bad. I haven't found not one thing bad here. Everything I see is good. I don't want to be like the buzzard. Fly over everything green, look for something dead. Everything's good in Jesus' name here. The name of this message is Deliverance for Our Young People. This message is firsthand because I have three children. I don't know. Are you going to sing? Yeah, you're going to sing. She's going to sing as we get everything together. I don't know what that harmonica did to me, but I don't know if it's the harmonica, the Lord, or the song, or all of it together, or the piano, or what, but I got blessed. Thank God for each one of you. Thank God for our freedom to worship God.
I sure thank God for the Smiths. You know, they called. Their calling is higher than my calling, and probably most anybody's here. But I can tell you this, you could probably talk to the Smiths, and they'd tell you about what my spiritual temperature is, because three of my children are sitting in their class. You know, lots of times we want to hide our children, but our children are a mirror of our spiritual temperature. There's a little bit of good, but I got a lot of improvement to do, don't I, brother? See, that's what's so good about deliverance. You don't want to hide anything. Everything's naked and open in the sight of the Lord. And if you got a problem, you don't hide it. Here I am. Amen. Lord, deliver me. Have mercy on me. That's the first step of deliverance, is to be honest. Amen. Praise God. But I don't know what you're doing or how you're doing it, but my children sure have been blessed and get up early to go to class and very disappointed that they're not just with you right now. This afternoon, the deliverance of young people. See, we help the ministers here help you to help yourself. You don't have to keep calling somebody up on the phone and begging them to pray for you and begging them to cast out the darkness out of your life and begging them to lay hands on you. It's a time that you can begin to grow up. And we just help you to know how to help yourself. And most of you can do as much as anybody that would stand behind this podium in the name of the Lord. Some of you might could do a little bit more. I don't want to give you the spirit of pride, but some of you can do way more than you think. Some people say, well, how old should a child be before they get delivered? Let me ask you a question. How old should a child be before he gets saved? Can I answer that? Yes, I can. If a child is old enough to be rebellious, he's old enough to get saved. If a child is old enough to be stubborn, he's old enough to get delivered. All my children came, walked the aisle in our church, got on their knees before God and confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord before they was at the age of three. Before they ever reached the age of three. At 2 and 2.5 years old, they confessed Jesus Christ, Lord, in front of people. Every one of them, it was amazing to me that every one of them came forward without us begging them and said, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in another tongue at the age of three. All three of them were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Crystal was the first. She's the oldest. At the age of three. Then Brian and then Callista. And all three of them have a prayer language. And they had it at the age of three. Within a few weeks. Either way. But at the age of three. I want to bring out to you that our children need deliverance more than we might think. And I'll point out some scriptures this afternoon to prove that to you. There's a scripture that says if a child strikes a parent in the face, that child is cursed and so is that parent. If children strike you, there's a curse that you need to break. And if you do not discipline your children, you are cursed and your children. We're going to go through these scriptures. First one's Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 through 5. I'm going to zero in toward the parents and the adults the first half of this hour. For the first few minutes, maybe the first 15 minutes will be toward the parents, and then the last 20 minutes will be toward the children. But we all are included, and we all going to see the power of God. I know by the power of the Lord something great is fixing to happen. And we're going to let God do it. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And as we studied the previous lesson with Brother Glenn, out of the world. Egypt is the world. All right, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of what? Bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. Upon who? Children. This is the children's service. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of who? The fathers. Upon the fathers? No. Upon the children, unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me are those that do not obey my word. So the curse is visited to the children. If I watch pornography, I curse my children. If I say a word that's not glorifying God, I, according to the Scriptures, curse my children. I bind them. I offend them. I torment them. I plague their life. I warp their personality. I cause them to be not what they need to be. And it's not the children's fault. It's my fault. It's the parents' fault. It's us who needs to repent. Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of who? The fathers. Upon who? The children unto the third and the fourth generation. Verse 33. And your children. Whose children? My children. Your children. The children of the parents will wander in the wilderness for 40 years and bear whose whoredoms? Your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. They will suffer. The children will suffer because of the sins of the fathers. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 21. Prepare slaughter for his children. For what? The iniquity of the their fathers. Jeremiah 32, 18. Jeremiah 32 and 18. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The children bear the curse. The children bear the scar. The children bear the perversions, disasters, and pains. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. This is to the parents. Then we go to the children. Proverbs 22 and 6. This is going to be family deliverance. Hallelujah. Well, we're taking a sword and we're cutting every cord. In Jesus' name. Proverbs 22 and 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. As a parent, it's my duty to raise up my child in the way that he should go. I have one boy, two girls. I must raise them in the way that they should go. Now, if you had a father and a mother, or just one, or a guardian, who did not raise you up in the way that you should have gone, you are cursed. What do you do about it? You forgive ever who took and did maybe the best they knew how to do, because maybe their forefathers didn't set an example. Maybe they weren't in church. Maybe they weren't born again. You cannot be a true parent unless you're born again. We must forgive our forefathers for not knowing how to raise us up. We now have a generations of people that are walking around with gray hair who have never been trained and don't know about God, though they sit in church. But it says, train up a child in the way that he should go. From the time that the child is born until that child is 6 years old, that child's personality has already been formed. That's the way he or she is destined to live the rest of his life or her life. If that child lived to be 100 years old, the next 94 years of her life or his life will not be 1/8 of what he or she learns at the first 6 years of its life. You'll say, well, my child is already past 6 years old. Well, thank God for the Word of God. We can come to God and ask God to forgive us and restore what the locust has taken, and the pommel worm, and the canker worm, and all those evils that have come to destroy our families. The strength of the church is what? The family. And the family is the mother, the father, and the children, with God the head. Proverbs 22 and 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. in this day, even so-called spirit-filled people are filled with everything but the Spirit of the Lord. Take that home with you. They'll say, we just discipline our children by words. Don't strike them. Don't touch them. We had a little girl that when the preacher stood up behind the pulpit, that little girl thought it meant time to say, wee-hee-hee-hee, and run to the bathroom. So I wee-hee-hee-hee and sent her back to her seat. And her mama wee-hee-hee and told me she would never come back to church again. And wee-hee-hee, she didn't come back no more. Man, we got to have order. Or the devil will possess the service. And we're not against people, but we're against what's behind the people. Behind the parents and the children. It's not flesh and blood. It's the spirits that's tormenting those little ones. Let's make them go, hee-hee-hee, and run to the bathroom. And wee-hee-hee, and do this and do that. Foolishness is bound in the heart of the child. See, that child was born in sin. You was born in sin. Well, all of us have to be saved. We were born in sin. I'm afraid of the people that was born saved. You can't help them. Jesus talked about them. He said, on the white outside you're painted white, and on the inside you're rotten. Foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. All right, look at chapter 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child. If thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from what? Hell. We must correct our children. You say, well, what grounds do you have that? Who the Father, God the Father, the God of our spiritual life. If He loves us, what will He do to us? He will chasten and correct us. If He does not chasten and correct us, we are a bastard. And the curse of the bastard is for 11 generations that they will not want to go into the house of the Lord. And I have a lot of parents that say, I don't understand why little Johnny don't want to go to church. It's because you haven't corrected little Johnny. Therefore, he has the curse of a bastard on him, and he hates church, he hates the Word of God, and he hates anything and everything that has to do with God. If we do not correct our children, there is the curse of a bastard upon them, and they are not to want to enter into the house of God. That's the reason we have a generation of people now that might be teenagers, might be 30 years old, but they won't walk into the house of the Lord. They have not been corrected. They grew up without a father and a mother, though they had somebody that says, I'm your father, I'm your mother. They didn't have a father and mother. What do you do about that? Maybe you are one of them. You say, Father, I forgive my parents for not knowing how to discipline me. I forgive them in Jesus' name. Billy Graham said something that I never will forget. He said, if my parents would have pulled the razor strap out one more time, I'd have been a better preacher today. He knows more than you think he knows. We forgive them for not correcting us. We forgive them for not disciplining us because it curses us. It's a spiritual thing. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Matthew 18 and 1, at that same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called who? A little child. Not just a child, but a little child. Probably the littlest one that we would have in this bunch. He called a little child unto him and set that little child in the middle of them, in the middle of the 12 disciples and himself. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted. That's the first thing we got to do to get deliverance. We must be saved. And somebody here this afternoon might think they are saved, young or old, but never has asked Jesus Christ to come into their heart and forgive them of their sins. I'm concerned that even as Brother Moody taught in the men's meeting, there are so many prayers that's not even biblical prayers that people pray out of ritual, and they're never born again, never delivered, never set free. Their name's not even written in heaven. Well, you've got to be converted and become as little children. Unless you do that, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child that he had in the middle of them, the same as what? The greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive such little child in my name receiveth who? Jesus. You know, there's a lot of people that says, I'm not going to have children. I hate children. I mean, they say that. Demons hate children. Demons won't ever want aborted before they are born. Look at verse 6. We're getting on down to it now. Parents, it's your turn. We're fixing to get into the children in the next few minutes. But whosoever shall, what's that word? Offend one of these little ones which believe in me, said Jesus, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Jesus said, if I offend one of these little ones right here, I don't know how many it is, but any one of them, if I would offend this little boy right here, it would be better that that big preacher right there get a chain and an 18-inch millstone that's 2.5 inches thick that would weigh much over 100 to 200 pounds, tie it on my neck, and take me to the nearest body of water and throw me out in the middle of it. I looked that word offend up, and it means to cause one to be bound. If I hold correction back from my children, I am offending them. I am cursing them. It is better for me that somebody would put a millstone on my neck and throw me, bind me, and throw me in the depths of the sea. That's what the Syrians did. That's what the Egyptians did. That's what they did to the murderers. And you are a murderer if you don't correct your children. You say, what scripture you got for that? I got Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 23. It'd be better that you be bound with a millstone than offend one of those. And see, it means to cause one to be bound. Cause a little one to be bound. Revelation 18 and 21, we won't turn to it, but it speaks of the fall of Babylon. I like to jump through the roof when I saw that last night. The millstone in the same verse fell from heaven, and as it passed the Babylonian system, it lassoed it and drowned it in the bottom of the sea. You see, Babylon is what's saying, kill all the babies while they're in the womb. Babylon is what's saying, don't whip or correct your children. Babylon is saying a lot of things. Withholding correction from the children. Nobody can spank the children. If you correct them, you might be even arrested for child abuse. You don't beat them. You don't whip them while you're angry. You wait till you cool down, and then you whip them, and it'll hurt you as bad as it does them. When it's time to whip your child, you know it's right if you can cry with them. But if you're taking revenge and jerking them and beating them, you are doing more damage than good. Just say, hey, I'll get you later. It absolutely, the devil will try to talk you out of it. After you cool down, you don't want to. But when you shed tears as you whip them, you can honestly say, this has hurt me more than it's hurting you. You have then corrected your child and done it in the way of the Lord. So we need to be careful what we do to our children. But that blessed me to find that the Babylonian system was drowned. It fell when the millstone came by. Babylon fell when the millstone dropped. Praise God. See, in Babylon, it's the habitation of demons, witchcraft. Let me tell you something. You don't ask your little children to go to church. Do you want to go to church, Johnny? You say, hey, Johnny, get ready, let's go. Don't even give them the benefit of the doubt. Say, it's time to go. See, therefore, they will know nothing but church. But if you gave them the ability, they will use witchcraft that's in Babylon and control you. That really gets me. When a five-year-old controls a 210-pound man. Or a 91-pound woman. See, Babylon is full of demons. The habitation of demons is full of witchcraft. It's full of rebellion, rejection, and bitterness. Most demons are inherited. That's the reason we took this first part of this message, to point that out. Most demons come into children not because of the child necessarily being evil and demons coming by and saying, let's get them. Some of that happens. But I would say probably 90% of a child's problem is inherited. It's from the forefathers. And one good thing about it, my wife and I can, we can say, if I can't blame it on her, we can say it must have been our forefathers. So thank God. But most demons are inherited from curses or from the womb. I found this out maybe 2 years ago, that when you, let's say you women, I don't know of any men that's had this problem, but you women are going to give forth birth, and somebody comes by and says, it's going to be a boy. According to the scriptures, you curse that child and it will have the spirit of asthma. Because the demon will try to smother that little one because witchcraft was used. That's guessing sex. So children that have asthma, respiratory diseases, and sinus trouble, you children, young or old, forgive someone for trying to guess who or what you was going to be before you was born in the womb. That's the curse of asthma, respiratory diseases. I'll give you a true example. My son there, Brian. Brian, why don't you walk up here? Can you help me a little bit? You can leave your shoes off. Moses did. Brian, how old are you? 6 years old. I'm proud of him. Amen. I thank God for him. When he's good, he's like his daddy. When he's not good, he's like his mama. But you can go back and sit down. I'm going to tell a little story about you if you don't mind. You see, Brian, he's 6 years old. Crystal, will you come up here? Can you remember when that black dog bit you? How old was she then?
Two.
Four? But you can remember that, can't you? There's a big black dog. See, Crystal was with her grandma, and a big black dog attacked Crystal when Crystal was 4 years old, fixing to be five. But God miraculously has taken care of that situation. You can go sit down. I won't get a point over. Okay, that dog attacked Crystal. Brian was not born. Brian had to be just days, not weeks, days in the womb. Brian had trouble as a little one sleeping at night. I mean, he would sleep, but then he would wake up like he had a nightmare. So little, that's what it is, a little one, you know, they can't tell you. What is it? They can't tell you. Brian gets a year and a half old and we say, Brian, what's wrong? You know, it's like he don't want to stay in his room and he wants to hear little feet boop, 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 coming down out of your room. That could create problems. More than one way. And we say, Brian, why come you don't want to sleep in your room? Of course, a year and a half old. So we get him and we take him in there and get him to point. Brian, why come you can't sleep in your room? And he would point to this bank that a lady we ministered in a nursing home, this lady gave when he was born a little bank that was a dog. He would point to that dog. Of course, he's so little, you know, we just move it out the way. When Brian got like 2 years old and began to talk, we found out that he was afraid of anything that looked like a dog. He had nightmares. Dogs, dog, 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 dog. He'd tell you, what's wrong, Brian? Why come he can't sleep? Dog, dog. And we'd say, Lord, why come he can't sleep? What did we do, Lord? I mean, you get rid of all the dogs that's in your house. You don't even have a dog. He still can't sleep. He gets old enough to tell us it's a black dog. And then God, by his Holy Spirit, shows us when Brian was in the womb only days old, he picked up that tragedy that attacked his sister. And we cast that spirit of fear. Brian received the spirit of fear from the mother's womb, from Pat's womb, because a black dog attacked Crystal. We were not there. Pat was not there. But it hurt us. He received that hurt. see hurt opens up. And Brian received that. And we cast that spirit out. And now we got to find what causes him want to sleep more than past 6 o'clock in the morning. But he rests is good. You see, he received that as a little one. And you little ones, if you have nightmares, if you have problems, it's nothing to be concerned about. Let's give it to Jesus this afternoon. Let's break curses. See, and that's what I like about deliverance. We cover everything. And one thing about a young person, that a young person is more open than an old person. A young person, you can say, well, maybe somebody did something previous and caused you to have this problem. They would agree with it. An old person, you start saying, well, maybe you did this or your forefather. No, my forefathers didn't miss a day of church. No, my mate was perfect. You know, so children are more open than older people. Children, as you will see in the next few minutes, will receive more deliverance. People, they're more open. We had a deliverance session in our living room, and this guy was getting a lot of deliverance. And Brian, I believe it was Brian, or either Callista, but one of them crawled in there, real little, crawled in there. The demon was, you know, manifested and said, get that baby out of this room. Of course, the first thing we say, oh, the demon's fixing to jump on the baby. Let's get the baby out. But then I could see that was that demon had fear. You know, that demon didn't want that baby in there. It wasn't a voice or a sound as if it was going to kill the baby, though it tried to make me think that. It was a sign of defeat to that demon. And I said, demon, why do you want the baby out of here? And that demon said, when the baby crossed those steps coming into that room, the room filled with angels. And you know, the angels always hold the face of the Father. And parents, don't you worry about your children. Angels are there. And thank God for the children, because this afternoon with the children here, us adults is going to get delivered. Hallelujah. Angels are here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But any unrestful situation opens doors for demons to attack that home, that family. Husbands and wives that having problems, that opens attack to the children. Strife brings confusion. Young ones begin to resent their father and their mother. And the reason they do is because their father has the spirit of Ahab, which is, I'm too busy to handle you right now, little Johnny. I'm too busy to hold you right now. I'm too busy to ride bicycles with you right now. I got some phone calls I got to make for our church members. You know, if we don't make them, we might lose them. And they're losing the children. We're losing our children. Pastors are losing their family. Right. Too busy working for God instead of with God. Yeah. That spirit of Ahab is what children hate. And that's what every father is born with. Every father, if that father has not been delivered from the spirit of Ahab, he needs to do it today. Ahab is a big baby. Ahab is a spirit that wants to please himself. He's selfish. He's self-centered. And the only difference between baby's toys and Ahab's toys is the price of it. He's got the four-wheel drive, but the mother's having to cook on a stove with one burner. And then the little Johnny hates Jezebel, and Jezebel is controlling, but you can't have a Jezebel unless you got an Ahab. And the mother had to do everything. She had to make the living, she had to sweep the house, she had to feed the babies, and she had to get them to school, and she had to dress them. And my wife's liking this. When I get ready, I get my briefcase. She has to do everything else. She's untold that. The young ones begin to resent. The little ones begin to resent their parents. And even in the cradle, they sense that. In a house, it protects you from the rain, but a house cannot protect the little ones from spiritual invasion. Only a home. And you cannot have a home where Jezebel is and Ahab. You cannot have a home. You can only have a home where there's agreement and the love of Jesus, and the little ones pick up that quarreling and that disagreement. Malachi 4:6 says, the spirit of a lie will come in that last day and bring deliverance for the family, lest God smites this earth with a curse. The spirit of Elijah is the only spirit that will put Ahab and Jezebel on the run. The spirit of Elijah is the only spirit that will walk up to. That's the first time you find Elijah. He walks up to Ahab and says, "Hey, Ahab, you're fixing to be sad. Your bass boat ain't going to do you any good because all the lakes is fixing to dry up. It won't rain till I tell it to." Children are more open than parents. You can tell a child that a demon is just a spirit that has invaded their body. And it doesn't belong there if they belong to Jesus Christ. You can tell that little one to repent and expel that thing and cough it out, and they'll do it in the name of the Lord. Tell them to kick the demons out. Get violent with the demons, and they will. Okay, little ones, this is to you. We're fixing to go through the scriptures. We're going to look at Acts chapter 2. I'm going to read about you. In the book of Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Chapter 2, verse 17. Little ones, you listen to this. God spoke to the whole world, and He said, "It will come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and the sons and daughters," the children, "are the first ones listed." You children are the first ones that's going to get what God's doing in this age. God's going to anoint you, and in the last day, even a child's going to lead them. I'd rather for a child to pray for me if I'm sick than any adult. Children can lay hands, and we're going to do that maybe before we quit this afternoon. God answers children's prayers. But y'all want you to notice that. Remember that verse in Acts chapter 2, verse 17. That in the last days, God's going to pour out His flesh upon the children. Before He will the parents. On the sons and daughters. And you will begin to receive miracles from God and visions and revelations. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 3. 1 Timothy 4, 1. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times," which is the same thing we read about while ago in Acts, "that in the latter days God's going to pour out His Spirit upon the young people." But in the latter days, something's going to happen. What? "Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." You see, there's going to be a deceiving spirit in the last day. And most parents are going to fall for that deceiving spirit, but the young ones are going to be able to sense it. The young ones will know that that's the spirit of Antichrist that's denying the power of God. And it's going to be a revival and a move of God, and the power of the Holy Ghost is going to fall on the young ones as it did on the day of Pentecost. And as 120 people change the world with the power of the Holy Ghost, so will this handful of children even change this nation. As they grab a hold to what God wants them to do this afternoon. In Jesus' name. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. "This know also, that in the last days dangerous times shall come, perilous times. For men will be lovers of their own selves," as they have. "Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents." That's one thing that's going to happen in the last day, that children will begin to be disobedient to their parents and unthankful and unholy and without a natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. I see that the devil has really attacked our young people. And then my last scripture that I want to read, young people, is found in Revelation. You know what book that is? The last book in the Bible. Revelation 22 and 10. God spoke to John, who received this revelation or this vision, and said, "Fill not up the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time's at hand." So it's time for us to hear what God has to say. Verse 11 says it.
Verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. That's what this means right here. He that is dirty and evil, let him be more evil. Because in the last day, as hell even vomits out those powers of darkness and evil, they're going to possess everybody they can. And he that is evil, let him be more evil. But he that is right with God, let him be more right with God. In this generation of these young people right here, which will see the coming of the Lord, this generation will see the coming of the Lord. You will either be on God's side or the devil's side. You will either hear the Holy Spirit or hear the devil. No two ways about it. You're going to be either 100% for God or 100% for the devil. There's not going to be any two ways about it. Times change fast. I'm not old. You might think I am, but I'm not. 1972, I started college. To be honest with you, 19 years old was I before I knew that drugs was not a myth. When I stepped on that college campus, I saw someone using drugs, and I said, it's real. The school I grew up in, you never saw drugs. Nobody cursed, except maybe every now and then, and they was looked down on. And it was different than it is now. Times have changed. And I thought it was a joke. And if you didn't like somebody, you called them a gay person. I thought that was just something made up until I stepped on that college campus in 1972. And I saw. And now you see it everywhere. If you can't see evil trying to possess even people, something's wrong with you. And the devil don't really care about those he's already got. It's those who he wants to get. He's got the lost. It's the saved. It's those that's in church that he wants to get. And my message to you, young people, you need to repent and get right with God. And you don't play with the devil. You can't play with him. If I tell y'all a funny story, don't laugh, okay? You reckon I can tell you one without you laughing? We're only going to let Mr. Smith laugh at this one. There was a hunter that had a dream. His dream was that one day he was going to have him a beautiful, big, furry coat. And he went out into the forest, walking through the snow, looking for an animal that could give him that furry coat. He walked up on this bear, and this big old grizzly bear said, Mr. Hunter, I'll make a deal with you. You want a warm coat. I want a warm meal. Let's make a deal. The hunter said, okay. And the bear swallowed the hunter whole. Therefore, the hunter had his and the bear had his warm meal. You don't play with the devil. Only Mr. Smith can laugh at that one. You can't play tricks with the devil. You can't make deals with the devil. There's no way. Rock and roll music is the greatest trick of the devil. It's witchcraft. It forms rebellion. It causes you to begin to hate authority. And it makes you turn toward the powers of darkness. Parker Brothers is building more Ouija boards than ever before. Since January, they built more already than they have in 5 years. They put them at the dime stores, the dollar stores, and the supermarkets, here, there, and everywhere. And people think there's something to play with. Some of you have played with a Ouija board, but we can repent and ask God to forgive us and get that spirit of a witchcraft out of us. Ghostbusters is a demon-possessed movie that will possess you to cause you to begin to hate and be rebellious and turn against your parents, the authority, your country, and even God. Rebellion starts off with just the parents. Rebellion ends up against even your country and God. That's what rebellion does. So you can't play with the devil, or you end up like the hunter who wanted the warm coat. He got it, but he didn't enjoy it. But you can't play deals, play games at all with the devil. Cartoons, you can't watch. I don't guess hardly any of them now. I've never seen so much. Even things like Kids on the Block is is rebellious. Behind it is demon. It forms resentment, hate, and rebellion. So what you need to do, what I need to do, what all of us need to do this afternoon, is say, God, forgive me for all my sins that I've committed. Forgive me for being disobedient and ugly to my parents. Though your parents could be wrong, though they could be right. The Bible don't say obey them just because they're good. The Bible says obey them because they're your parents. We must obey them, and we must forgive them. There's only one of the Ten Commandments, which is the fifth one, that has a promise. Can y'all quote it to me? What is it? Can you say it louder? That's it. It's the only one with a promise. What is the promise? That your day may be long. Okay, you old people, you ever said it just ain't enough hours in a day? You didn't honor your parents. There's a curse of not enough time if you don't honor your parents. So you say, God, forgive me for not honoring my parents. It don't say your years will be long. We misquote it. Doesn't say a thing about years. It says days. Long days if you honor your parents. How do you forgive? Who do you forgive? Forgive anybody who has hurt you. I read in the scriptures about this man who owed $290,850,000. Do y'all know how much money that is? How much?
A lot.
A lot. $290,850,000. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin? He gave me the best answer. It's a lot of money. $290,850,000. This man owed it to a king. He couldn't pay it. I couldn't pay it. I couldn't pay $29 sometimes. Especially $290,850,000. He fell on his face before that king and said, King, help me. Give me time. I will try to pay it. He didn't say he would. He said, I'll try. I'll do my best. I'll pay it. And the king had mercy and forgave that man of $290,850,000. That's a lot. But that man that was saved got up out of that king's palace, walked out and found somebody who owed him $17. You know how much $17 is? It's not very much. She says a little bit. She's right. That man was forgiven of $290,850,000, and he walked out and found somebody that owed him a little bit, $17. Grabbed him by the throat, put him in prison, and says, you stay there till you pay me my $17. The king heard about it, and the king went back and found the man who threw the little guy into prison who owed $17 and delivered him to be punished forever and ever, and says, you wicked servant, I forgave you of that debt of $290,850,000. Why come you could not forgive that $17? Your parents maybe owe you $17, or at least you might think they do. We need to forgive them of that $17. Maybe somebody in your school owes you $17, so to speak. We need to forgive them of that $17 because one day Jesus forgave you of $290,850,000. So what is it that somebody owes you something? Forgive them. That's what we need to do. The first thing we need to do is to forgive. Forgive. All right, I want everybody to bow their heads with me and pray. Nobody's going to look around. Somebody here might owe $290,850,000 that needs to be pardoned. Only Jesus can forgive that. With everyone's heads bowed, everybody praying, a young person, old person, is it somebody here who has never asked Jesus to forgive them of that big debt? I want you to put your hand up. If you've never been saved, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, I want us all to pray a prayer together. Say, God the Father,
I ask Jesus
to come into my heart.
I repent of my sin.
I renounce my sin.
I ask Jesus Christ to forgive me
and write my name in heaven. In Jesus' name. Praise God. All right, in forgiveness, that's a great part to get our deliverance. So young people, we're going to forgive our forefathers, our parents, for anything they've done, any mistakes they made. None of our parents were perfect. We're going to forgive them. So I got five things we do to get deliverance. If you want deliverance this afternoon, it's five steps we take. Step number one, we got to get rid of pride. The only way we can get delivered from that bondage is get rid of pride. The Bible says the reason the devil failed, we have a devil now, he was Lucifer, he was perfect, he was in heaven, he was the most beautiful of all, but he was prideful, and he says, I'm good enough or I'm better than everybody else. And that's when God kicked him out of heaven. See, pride is the power of darkness. So the first thing we do to get delivered, we lay aside pride. That is the nature of man, pride. Because of the sins in the garden. So we lay aside pride. That's the first thing. The second thing we do to get deliverance is to be honest. You've got to be honest. You've got to know you need help and say you need help. The third thing you do to get deliverance, you confess your sin. If you made a mistake or did something wrong today, though you are a Christian, the Bible is written to us. If we confess our sin, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us of that sin and cleanse us from all iniquity. If we've been ugly to our parents today, we say, God, forgive me for being ugly to my parents. So we confess that sin, ever what it is. If you told a lie today, you ask God to forgive you of that lie. If you cheated today, you ask God to forgive you. You see, lying and cheating is the devil's work. Ugliness and pridefulness and rebellious is ugly demon work of the devil. So you ask God, if you've been ugly in any way, to forgive you, and you confess that before God. Confess your sin to God. The fourth thing we do to get deliverance is to repent. Repent means you are sorry for your sin. You are sorry. John the Baptist said, repent. Religious people came and he says, you leave from here and go get fruit, meat for repentance. I'm not going to baptize you till you repent. We have to repent. We have to be sorry for our sins. If you're not sorry for your sins, you cannot get deliverance. We've got to be sorry for our sins. And then the fifth thing we do, which is the last one, we forgive everybody who has hurt us. We forgive our mother. We forgive our father. We forgive our grandparents. We forgive our school teachers, our Sunday school teachers. We forgive our preacher. We forgive our brothers, our sisters. We forgive anybody who has hurt us. And we confess that and say, God, forgive me. How do you forgive? Just like I showed you, the man who owed $290,850,000 was forgiven. God forgave him. But then he went and found somebody who owed $17 and wanted to get revenge. When you forgive, you do like Jesus did. On the cross, as Jesus was nailed to that cross, as they was driving those nails in his hands and feet, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. We need to forgive that way. Somebody's hurt us, say, God, I forgive them. If his name's Joe, God, I forgive Joe. He didn't know what he was doing. So that's what we're going to do this afternoon. I'm going to take you through those things, and we're going to get deliverance. Praise God. All right, I'm going to take authority in Jesus' name. I'm going to bind the devil. We're going to bind the devil. The devil's real. You know the devil's real. He's got power, but he don't have as much power as you got and I've got. So we're going to bind the devil. Let's all pray and bind the devil. In Jesus' name, I bind the devil. I bind darkness. I bind every power of darkness. In Jesus' name, Satan, we bind you and every spirit that would try to hinder us from being freed this afternoon. Satan, we rebuke you. We are the children of God, and we want to be free. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right now, if you want deliverance, you need to rebuke pride. Say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke pride. And I command it to leave me now.
I confess
my sin
before Jesus.
I'm sorry for my sin.
God, forgive me
of my sin
in Jesus' name.
Okay, now, young people, all of us, let's take time right now, and I will pray that God will bring to your mind anything you've done that you need forgiveness for. Since you've been saved or any period of time, we're going to put that at the foot of the cross and say, God, forgive me for lying, for cheating, for stealing, for playing with the Ouija board. God, forgive me for watching bad movies, horror movies. God, forgive me for listening to rock music. God, forgive me for watching unclean things on the TV. God, forgive me for all those evils I've done. So God, right now, Father, convict each one here that God will ask forgiveness and get forgiveness for the sins we created in our own lives and committed in Jesus' name. Father, bring to their minds by the power of the Holy Spirit. Young people, you confess that sin. Say, I confess all my sin to Jesus. I repent. I'm sorry for sinning. I forgive my mother. I forgive my father. I forgive my grandparents. I forgive my brother and sister. I forgive my teachers. I forgive my friends. I forgive everyone. In Jesus' name, I call on the name of Jesus to deliver me. In Jesus' name. All right, now, young people, you say this now. You want to get rid of the problems, the things that's tormenting you. I want you to renounce them. Say, I renounce all sin and all evil. And I command it to leave me now. In Jesus' name. All right, now what I'm going to do, I don't want you to do no more praying. I'm going to do the rest of it. I'm going to take authority over those spirits that's tormenting you, and I'm going to command them to leave you. And the way you get rid of them is, like if you was around the garbage and it was burning, or around a campfire and some smoke went into your lungs, the best way to get out is get it out. Well, the devil is like a smoke. Demons are like a smoke. And when I command these things to come out, and if you feel something funny moving around, just by faith, say, I don't want you. And get him out. Kick him out. Get rid of him. Just move that way. If you feel like you have to yawn, cough, cry, that's all right. See, we're going to get rid of pride. We don't want that in the way. And if something wants to scream out, don't worry. You won't bother anybody. God's here. The angels are here. In Jesus' name. All right, I want you to just get your mind on the Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, put extra angels here and protection. And Lord, we love these little ones. We love everyone here. In Jesus' name, I take authority and I break every curse on these children from the forefathers. I command every curse to be broken in Jesus' name. I break every curse as they forgive their fathers and their forefathers. We break every curse and I drive out every spirit that would curse them in Jesus' name. I drive out every curse, every infirmity, every bitterness, every hurt, every spirit of rebellion, rejection, and bitterness. I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I drive out every spirit of rebellion. I drive out every spirit of bitterness. I drive out every spirit of pride, ego, and vanity. I drive you out. Resentment, hatred, murder. I drive you out. Temper, anger. I drive you out in Jesus' name. Take a breath and let them go, young people. In Jesus' name, I drive out every foul spirit, every dark spirit, every spirit of pride, every spirit of anger, worry, and temper, pride, ego, and vanity. I drive you out in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus Christ. Young people, I want you to just in your mind ask God to forgive you for anything you've done as far as watching evil programs or playing with Ouija boards. In Jesus' name, I come against those spirits of witchcraft. I drive them out of these young people. Ask God to forgive you for listening to rock and roll music. In Jesus' name, God, I command that spirit of rock and roll and witchcraft to loose them in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. All witchcraft, I break your power. I drive out that spirit and curse of rock and roll music, perverted music. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. I want everybody praying. Get your mind on the Lord. If you got, kick them demons out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. I drive out every foul spirit. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. Resentment, bitterness, hurt, and anger. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Resentment, bitterness, and hurt. Anger, pride, vanity. Come on out. Impurities, incest. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there, incest. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Curses, hexes, vexes, jinxes. Come on out of there. Spirits of Antichrist. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Retardation. Come on out of there. Confusion. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Confusion. Come on out of there. Anger. Come on out of there. Pride. Come on out of there. Ego and vanity. Come on out of there. Perversion. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out, every one of you. Loose the children and let them go. 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 Come on out of their rebellion. Come on out of their resentment. Come on out. I break the curse of a bastard. I break the curse of a bastard in Jesus' name. I break the curse of no discipline, no parents, no loved ones. I break that curse and I come against these spirits of darkness. I drive them out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Resentment, pride, ego, and vanity. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there, resentment. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. I command this generation of young people to be free in Jesus' name.
Birth by Lamaze.
I break every curse of birth by Lamaze. God, we forgive us for giving birth by Lamaze. We forgive the forefathers. I break every curse by Lamaze. Every witchcraft curse. Every curse upon the children, the drugs that was put into the mother in Jesus' name. And the mind control and Lamaze in Jesus' name. I break that curse. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there, every one of you foul spirits. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, I break your power. I break your power. I break your power. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Satan, I rebuke you. I bind you and I command you to loose these little ones. I command these little ones to be free in Jesus' name. The devil's not going to have their bodies. The devil's not going to rob from them. The devil's not going to destroy them. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Anger, pride, ego, vanity, sex, sins, impurities. Come on out of these young people. Come on out of these young people. Come on out of these young people. Come on out of there, you devil. Come on out of there, you unclean spirits. Come on out of there, you foul spirits. Come on out of there, you curses, hexes, vexes, and jinxes. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. I drive you out. I drive you out. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Every spirit of curse of incest, every spirit of perversion, every spirit of darkness, ego and vanity and insanity, bestiality, curses put by the fathers on the children. I break those powers. I command these little ones free. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 We command that darkness to loose them. I break every curse. I command them free. I command them free. In Jesus' name. We break every curse. We break every curse. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Loose these little ones and let them go. Loose these little ones and let them go. Loose these little ones. I drive you out in Jesus' name. God forgive the Father. In Jesus' name, I drive out every foul spirit. Come on out of there. Rejection and bitterness and hurt. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Anger, pride, vanity. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Resentment, hate. Come on out of there, hate. You spirit of hate, come out of there. Fear, come out of the children. Fear, come out of the children in Jesus' name. All spirits of fear, all spirits of torment, come on out of there in Jesus' name. Loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. In the name of Jesus, I command him free. In the name of Jesus, we love him. We command him free in Jesus' name. We love the little one. We love the little one.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want you to pray and say, God, I forgive.
I forgive
all my forefathers.
I
break every curse.
I
forgive them.
I
command these spirits to loose me. In Jesus' name. Come on out there. All you perverted curses, I break your power. Satan, I come against you. I break every curse. I break every curse. In Jesus' name. Is any of the parents here? Just grandma right here. In Jesus' name, I break every curse. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name, you resentment, bitterness, rejection from the womb, I come against you. Let him go. That's it. Let him go, son. In Jesus' name, I love this son. God bless him in Jesus' name. I break that curse off of him. I break that curse off of this child. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Come on out there. Kick them out. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and let them go. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on out there. Every one of you. In Jesus' name. Come on out there. In Jesus' name. Come on out. I break every curse of witchcraft, rejection, bitterness, alcohol. Come on out there. Curse of alcohol, curse of stumbling, curse of insanity. Come on out of there. Bestiality, I break your power. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. I command this little one healed and restored in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. I command healing to come and deliverance to come. I break every curse in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every curse in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I pray for deliverance of this child. In Jesus' name. 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 I speak healing to this man. I command confusion to leave. Command confusion to leave. In Jesus' name. Say, I forgive. Can you say, I forgive?
I forgive.
My mother and father.
My mother and father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I break every curse. I command confusion to loose his mind. I command rejection and bitterness to loose his mind. I command him free in Jesus' name. I command him free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, thank you for the love. Oh, God, thank you for the love that's here. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus. She's got asthma. Okay, and are you, what are you? You're the grandmother.
That's for. I don't know anything like me. I don't know.
Okay, well, we're going to pray anyway. Say, Father, I forgive my mother and father for anything they've done and for anybody that did anything to curse my body. I command asthma to leave me now. I break every curse, every inherited curse, in Jesus' name. I command asthma to come out of there. You spirit of asthma, come on out of there. Come on out of there, asthma. Come on out of there. Come on out, asthma. You spirit of asthma, every bit of you. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and throw up on the floor. It don't matter. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Throw ass money right in that sign right there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, son of my God, son of my God, son of my God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every curse of broken bones. The spirit of destruction, come out of there. Come out of there, fragile. Destruction, come out. Destruction, I come against you in the name of Jesus. Turn her loose. Destruction, you come out of her. Disaster, come out of her. Accidents, come out of her. Come on out of there. Curse of accidents. Spoken curses, you come out of there. Come on out of the accident prone. Come on out of there. Let her go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break every curse of witchcraft off of this child from the forefathers, from the father's side of the family. You spirit of witchcraft, I break your power. I command you out of this child now. Witchcraft, come on out. Jesus' name. Come on out of there, witchcraft. In Jesus' name. Come on out, witchcraft. You spirit of witchcraft and sorcery, come out of there. Come on out of there, destruction. Voodoo, come out, voodoo. Come on out, destruction. Come on out. Come on out, voodoo. I break the curse of voodoo. I pull the pins and let this child go. In Jesus' name, I break every curse. Come on out of there, you raging spirit. Come out of there. Jesus' name, perverted spirit. Come on out of there. Jesus' name. Come on out, sorcery. Come on out in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, come out of there. The spirit of breaking bones, come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Every bit of you in Jesus' name. I command her whole. I command her whole. I command her whole. In Jesus' name, I command her whole. I command her whole. I lose healing to her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every curse that's destroying her soul. I command those fragmented soul spirits to loose her. The scattered soul, I rebuke the scattered soul, and I command the demons to turn her soul loose, and I ask you, Father, send ministering angels to pick her soul up, put it back in the right place. I command this soul restored. Come on, the soul be restored. Come on out, in Jesus' name. Every sorcery spirit, I command that soul restored. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that curse in Jesus' name of witchcraft, my Father. I break the curse of
of incest and every other spirit and premarital sex in Jesus' name. I break the curse of Jesus' name. Break the curse of divorce and separation in Jesus' name. Polygamy. Division. Come on out. In Jesus' name. I break every curse. Every curse of a bastard off of her. In Jesus' name. I break that curse of a bastard and rebellion, rejection, and bitterness and curse. And in Jesus' name. And I drive out every spirit of witchcraft. Every spirit of witchcraft and rejection. Rebellion. You come out of there. You come out of there. Come from the Father. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Rejection and bitterness. Come on out of there. Jesus' name. Come on out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Let them go. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, Shanala Makosita Makosana Makasana. Jesus' name, Father. We love you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every curse. Come on out there, witchcraft. Curse of witchcraft. Black magic, white magic. Come on out there. Black magic, white magic. Come on out in Jesus' name. I break every curse of witchcraft. Jesus' name. I command every black magic spirit to be broken. Every white magic in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I break every curse in Jesus' name. I drive out every infirmity, every curse, every rejection, every bitterness, and every hurt. Come on out, rebellion. Come on out, rebellion. Come on out, rebellion. Loose him and let him go. Rebellion, come on out. Come on out, rebellion. Jesus' name, come on out. Come on out, rebellion. Come on out, all rebellion, rejection, and bitterness. Come on out. Jesus' name. Come on out, every one of you. In Jesus' name, come on out. Every curse of asthma, come on out there. Come on out, every curse of asthma, respiratory diseases. Come on out. Come on out, Jesus' name. Come on out. Command every viper and python spirit, come on out. Jesus' name. Every reptile spirit, come out. Jesus' name. Leviathan, you come out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Let her go. Come on out there. Let her go. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on out. Every bit of you. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Every one of them in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out, rejection. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on out. All rejection. Come on out, rejection. Bitterness. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out, rejection and bitterness. Come on out, hurt. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out, rebellion. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command these lungs whole. I drive out every respiratory disease, every asthma. You spirit of asthma. You spirit of asthma. Come on out there. Asthma, I'm coming against you. You viper spirit, python spirit of asthma. Come out of those lungs. Come on out of there, asthma. Come on out of there, asthma. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Python, you come out of there. Come on out of there, you rejection and bitterness and hurt and sorcery. Come out of there. Come on out, sorcery. Spirits of sorcery. Come on out. Witchcraft. Come on out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I lose healing. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, Shana Makasana Makasana. Come on out there. Come on out, rejection, bitterness, and hurt. Come on out. Come on out. Rebellion. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Inherited curses and nicotine. Lung diseases. Come on out. Cancers, angers, prides, egos, and vanities. Come on out. Come on out. Jesus' name. Come on out. Jesus' name. Come on out. Jesus' name. Come on out. Every one of you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. All rejection and bitterness and hurt. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God in Jesus' name. God in Jesus' name. Come on out of that rejection. Bitterness and hurt. Come on out of every bit of you. Break every curse on her. Every assigned curse. I command the demons that said they was going to curse her to be broken. The power to be broken. Break the curse of the Father. Curse of the Father. Come out of there, you curse of the Father.
You curse of the Father, come out of there. You curse of witchcraft, come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. You curse of a wizard, come on out of there in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, Jezebel, Nahab, come out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Oh, son of Makos, son of Makos. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of asthma. Come on out of asthma. All asthma and all respiratory diseases. All smother. Come on out. And every spirit related to asthma. Guessing sex. Rejection from the womb. Come out of there. Rejection from the womb. Come on out. Come on out. Rejection from the womb. Come out. Rejection from the womb. You come out of there. Rejection from the womb. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out. Rejection from the womb. Let it go in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. In Jesus' name. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. In Jesus' name.
You know, it's sometimes we fear, you know, having to deliver children. Let me give you just an example of what happened to us one time with our little boy. He was maybe 8 or 9 years old, and he watched the movie on television, Wizard of Oz. And he went to bed that night, but he couldn't get to sleep. And so I went and asked him, I said, Tim, what's wrong? He said, I can't get to sleep. I keep thinking about the witch and the Wizard of Oz. And that witch had entered him. So I said, just, well, lie down and we'll see. We'll get rid of this witch that's come in because of watching this television program. And he laid down, closed his eyes, and I commanded the witch to leave. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you've got to leave this young boy. You can't control him. And I saw the witch go out the window. And it's that easy to deliver children. So parents, when your children are exposed to anything like that on television or in the movies or if you go through the schools today, you're exposed tremendously to a lot of witchcraft and a lot of things that are against the will of God. And if your children can't sleep at night or if you have difficulty with them as far as being rebellious at the dinner table or when you don't want to take them to church or they don't want to go to church, like the brother said here, you can get at them even when they're sleeping. We have delivered children when they're sleeping, and I've seen a movement in the children. You pray for them, and you say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, foul spirit, whatever it may be which comes to your mind, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. And I've seen the child, when they're sound asleep, just shiver like this, and then the spirit will leave. That's how easy it is to really deliver children. Cabbage patch dolls, he talks about. I happen to be from Georgia, and that's where they come from. These things are demonic, as far as I'm concerned. Because they're given birth. They're given birth certificates. It's just like a regular person. And that's how demons can get into those things. And they get into them very, very easily that way. And you buy a Cabbage Patch doll for your child, you're only exposing that child to demonic powers. And what she's saying about bedwetting, if the child is bedwetting, we've seen people that have gone to every doctor in the books trying to get a child from bedwetting. But if you go to them and put your hands on them at night and through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, pray that demonic spirit will leave. And you'll be surprised what will happen, because God is greater than any of it. That's right. Praise God for you. No, don't be afraid of that or anything. Oh, yeah, we're going to. Yeah. And one of the things that after this happens, and we're going to do this now, the brother's going to come and do this. After you've had deliverance with children, make sure you fill that void. And that void needs to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're going to do now with some of these children here. And some of you adults maybe have gotten rid of some things. You need to fill that place too. You know, he said that, except you become as little children, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And I'm 60 years old, but I'm still a little child. And that's the only way. You've got to accept it as little children.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.